Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
The first one is that everyone is a lesson. Let me explain what I mean by that. A lot of times people come into your life and we have good experiences or bad experiences, and then we give that a certain meaning, and that determines how we treat other people in our lives, how we look at relationships of every kind, whether or not we trust people, whether or not we can trust ourselves to make good decisions about people. It affects our self-esteem, our self-concept, etc., etc., like if things go bad. But one of the mindsets that I have adopted this year that has really helped me avoid all of this, to be honest, is looking at everybody as a lesson. So I look at people who come into my life purely as a means to teach me something. A lot of people have come into my life or tried to in the past few months, and I interpreted their presence purely as a means of seeing whether or not I am as firm in my boundaries as I say I am. Right? Because when I say people come into your life, I mean in all ways, like even just trying to be your friend, trying to be more than a friend or a business partner, etc. All of it is a lesson. If you have been doing work on yourself, if you have been listening to this podcast over the year or whenever you started listening, you know that everything I talk about is personal development, personal growth, becoming the best version of yourself, right? So my thing is, we are doing the internal work on ourselves. We are getting clarity on our goals. We are getting clarity on the type of life that we want to live. And then people come into your life to test how serious you are about these things. That's how I see it. So if I say I am somebody who only accepts healthy and respectful relationships in my life, if that's all I say I will tolerate, and somebody comes into my life and they are speaking to me in a condescending way, or they are not respecting my boundaries, or they are just testing me in other ways, they are a lesson to see whether or not I will put my foot down and I will actually act in accordance with said boundary. If I say that I am not going to accept people disrespecting me, this person coming into my life disrespecting me is a lesson. It is an opportunity for me to enforce that. Therefore, when they present the lesson, I simply just say, okay, let me do what I know I need to do. And then I do it. And then I don't like dwell on the situation. I don't think, oh, why did this person come into my life thinking they can talk to me like that? You know, why, like, you know, like, what about me gave, you know, disrespect? What about me gave such and such and such? I used to think like that, but I adopted this mindset and I don't take these things personally anymore. Right? They came into my life to see whether or not I was serious about the things that I was saying. So now I don't internalize how they treated me. I don't see it as, oh, that's all I attract. That's the best I can do. Or that's, you know, like, no, it's a lesson. If you say you want ABC and somebody tries to give you XYZ, are you strong enough to reject them or to correct them into giving you ABC because that's all you say you will tolerate? That's how I see it. That's what they are there for, right? They are all lessons. I have this idea of who I am. I have this, you know, this is my self-concept. This is how I see myself. And now I have to enforce that. And the people are opportunities for me to enforce that. It's literally practice. That's how I see it, okay? So when people come into your life, I want you to see them as lessons. Don't take their actions personally. Use it as an opportunity to enforce your boundaries, okay? And another thing about the lesson too is that if you don't enforce your boundaries, if you quote unquote fail the test because you were not able to embody the things that you say you want or the person you're trying to become with that person, now you go into study mode. Why wasn't I able to stand up for myself? Why did I fall for whatever they were saying? Why wasn't I able to enforce my boundaries? Why did I ignore so many red flags, right? Or why was I triggered by this person? Why did this person bring out the pettiness in me that I have been working so hard to subside, right? Why did they bring out the old version of myself who I said that I am trying to stay away from? Because I'm working on being the best version of myself, right? I was able to check everybody else with this issue or with similar problems until I met them. All of a sudden, now I'm regressing. Now I'm getting triggered. What about them is triggering me so much? What about them made me fail the test? Why did I fail the test, right? That's where the lesson aspect comes in. It's like, if you pass the test, great. Eventually, somebody will come into your life where they don't test you that much, right? You still have to do the work. You still have to enforce the boundaries, but you might not get as many tests as the people who are sent purely to test you. But when you do fail said test, now you have to study. Now you have to reflect. Why did I fail the test? You have to ask yourself all of these questions and more. You see what I'm saying? So look at people who come into your life as a lesson. Don't take it personal. They are there to teach you something about yourself. They are there to teach you exactly where you stand in life, exactly how you see yourself, because it's not about how they treat you. It's not about what they do. It's about what you allow, okay? So if you don't like how the people in your life currently are treating you, the real question to ask yourself is, why are you allowing it? Why are you not strong enough to let them go or to enforce your boundaries or to establish boundaries even? Because sometimes you don't have any, right? So everybody is a lesson. Study what people are teaching you about yourself and stop taking their actions so personally. That's mindset number one. Number two. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.